Good to just start right.
How are you at Tyler?
Hi, Rob. How are you? Not good. Let's see. Welcome to the Town of Bolton, Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026, Board of Selectmen meeting with accounts payable at the Town Hall. It is now 6:31. It's live and Zoom. First, I'd like to call the meeting to order and announced that the public comment be limited to 2 minutes. So number two, we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you all for coming. Well, I should look and see if there's anybody in the meeting room. That I'm not sure where it is. 1, 2, 3.
Looks like one of the participants there.
Is there any public comment?
Yeah.
Got 2 minutes.
Are you too many teach?
Arlene Piano, Bolton Heritage Farm Commission. We just wanted to thank the Board of Selectmen members who made it to our meeting last night and had a chance to tour the house and the barn. And if you have more questions or any questions, please always know we're available. You can also find a lot of questions that were asked last night. Information is in the Sarah Nelson study on the house and the barn. Answers a lot of the architectural conditions and the master site plan and business plan have all the grants listed, so you know all the monies have gone, what we've gotten. And just want you to know we're really grateful and we're here. And if you have any questions, our meetings are the first Monday every month. You don't have enough meetings to go to.
Well, thank you for your time.
And the cookies.
And this, yeah.
Thank you for hosting us for the talk.
We were thrilled.
May I ask one quick question, really quick logistic question? Are you opening the barn once a month or just once a year?
Once a year.
Okay. All right.
Technically, it has to be open once a year.
So, if
is that going to end as of 27th, or is that tied to that money?
I believe it was tied to the federal monies.
So that would be ending in at some point next year.
Doesn't
the requirement?
Okay.
Doesn't have to end, and hopefully we'll get it so we could can open it more frequently.
Whatever we want.
Yeah. So,
did you have an idea of?
No, just generally. I mean, I've been in both, but I haven't been in the house in a long time, so I'd like to another do a walk at some point. But,
I believe the Board of Selectmen have the honor of being able to go whenever. Yeah.
It's a perk.
Nice.
Your staff, so you're covered by insurance.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Is there any additional public comment?
No. I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, thanks, Kevin.
Thank you,
Charlie.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, we look forward to working with you.
Yeah, it's great that you guys are engaged and really cool.
Some more open ideas and attitudes and thoughts and so.
Sorry, I couldn't make it, but golf prevails.
Someone has to.
Yeah.
So, now we're going to go to our civic duty and vote for the budget that you worked so hard on.
Thank you.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Okay, then moving on to number four, appointments. Chris Vandenberg, the Conservation Commission, full time effective 7/1/26.
Vandenberg.
I'll make a motion to appoint Christopher Vandenberg to the Conservation Commission as a full-time member effective July 1 of 2026.
Second that.
Bob seconds that. Thank you. All in favor? Is there any discussion? All in favor? That's 6 yes and 1 absent. I would like to table the Ross Lally because there's a whole half a committee that should be reappointed here, and I prefer to do them all at once.
Okay.
So is there
Is there any problem with expiration of terms that we?
Well, no, it's 7-1, so we have another meeting coming up in 2 weeks.
Okay, yeah, I just wouldn't want somebody's term to expire before we have a chance to.
But I just want to find out the other members.
I confirmed that all the reappointment letters went out, so people should be aware that their reappointments are due.
Sounds good. I'll make a motion to table this until, I think we do have to table it until a specific date. So what is our
16th is your next
meeting.
I'll make a motion to table that item to the June 16th meeting.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Motion passed 6-1. Next is the approval of minutes, meeting minutes, April 21st. What can we, are you here for?
Just if you guys have questions about the tax collector's reports.
And where's the tax collector come in here?
It's fine. Yeah, why not?
Sure.
Maybe down on number 11, finance reports.
You don't want to sit through that many items. It's number 11.
Yes. Do we want to make a motion?
Yeah, which number?
Number 11.
Make a motion that we move number 11 to number 5. Or 4C. I don't know. Is there a difference? No. How do you guys want it?
As long as it doesn't seem confusing under appointments.
All right. I make a motion we move financial reports number 11 to number 5. And we move all the other numbers up.
I second that motion.
I do. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Bob? Okay. So finance reports. Stephanie has the finance.
Yes. Hi, everybody. I'm just scrolling through the packet to get there. Hold on a second. Okay.
We just have Lori sitting here. I thought I'd.
No, that sounds good. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Lori Bushnell is our tax collector.
So you all should have the monthly expenditure report in front of you. Is that right?
I have theoretically,
let's
yes.
see, it was number 11.
It is here.
11.
There's 57 out of this.
11. That's pretty good.
It's like the second to last page.
I got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, everybody ready?
Yeah,
please. Good.
You are.
All right. So year to date through May 28th, so just a couple days shy of the end of the month when we prepared this, total expenditures for the year were $5.7 million on a budget of $7.2 million. So we've expensed just over 86% of the budget at this point in the year. If you look at prior years, FY25, we've expensed just under 82% this time last year, and then just under 81% FY24 year to date, and then 73.5% in 23. Just a couple of call outs for the group. The fourth row down, the financial administration, that one is expensed beyond the budget. This is due to the previous finance director final payout. And then the other item I wanted to call out is the police line item. You'll see that year to date, it's about halfway through the page. Year to date, we've only spent about $1,000 out of the $301,000 budget. We are expecting the annual invoice shortly, so that will be expected to be spent.
What was the $1,000 that was spent on if there's one annual invoice?
Usually is overtime or other events. I can confirm specifically for that dollar amount.
Well, it's just overtime.
Just OT for a previous event that was done separately.
I don't think you got to do research on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any questions? And we are messaging to the department heads just to be mindful of spending through the rest of the year. So just wanting to make sure that they're focused on true operational needs rather than spending down their budgets. So we have a staff call tomorrow. We'll be reinforcing that message as well.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Is there any other questions for Stephanie on the expenditure report?
No.
Just for the. I just want to make sure I'm looking at the lines right back. So it looks like the fire marshal is spent at 53%. Is there. Do we project. That we won't spend out in full, or is there just something else that we can should expect in the next?
Did you say fire marshal?
I think so, right? Yeah, it looks 53.
That one's at
86%.
86%.
I'm looking at the wrong year. That is it.
Fire marshal. Oh, I see.
I'm looking at FY23 on it. Thank you. Sorry.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and what about that kind of raised a question in my mind. If any of these columns, these items are only at say 28% expense, like planning and zoning, for instance, even though that's a relatively small budget, or auditing, if it's not even close to 100%, does that mean that we can expect that there will be money left over at the end of June?
I think that's the hope. I think in some cases that's the case. For auditing, we did encumber an additional invoice that we received from Stephen. We expect to pay another 500. So we may have some leftover there. I think it depends on the department, but I think, you know, largely that means that we'll have some leftover funds to be rolled into surplus next year. I don't know if Jim has additional comment.
And we're purposely trying to do that. You know, Stephanie and I drafted a joint memo that went out to staff, I think about a month ago. Staff, is that accurate? You know, to rein in spending to just necessary items. And as she said earlier, we do have a staff meeting tomorrow morning, and that is going to be one of the messages that we put out in the staff meeting. Because we hope to reduce spending right now and have money left over so that, first of all, our surplus is critically low. This will help build surplus and allow us to have some funding available in the event that the referendum fails today. Stephanie and I will be looking to see if there are additional monies that we can commit. We've already committed, I believe, $60,000 out of this year's budget to help fund next year's budget.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that would also be sort of a reduction here, even though it doesn't show as a line item. You know, that's money we've known that we could pledge, so we pledge that to help with next year's budget.
Well, I think that's a really good idea that you wrote that memo, because there are a couple of items on the EAP report this month that I said, really, that don't seem like they're important, critical expenditures.
Yeah, that's probably that general sense that you spend your money. But
yeah, that's the sense that I got.
And we're trying to get away from that at this moment in time to just what do we need to operate for the next month?
Because we still need to build up funds for grant matches, right? Because didn't we deplete that?
I think we're doing okay for grant matches. One of the things that we talked about strategically that we'd like to do, you know, before the end of the year, is do a budget transfer and put around $19,000 of this year's money into our separation fund, because we know that we're going to have other staff retirements that are happening in the near future, and we want to continue to, you know, fund that line item for those financial liabilities that we expect at some point in the future.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks.
Any other questions? Okay,
thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you, Steph. Let's move on to the ash collector summary.
So in front of you, you have a view of current year collections, again, through May 28th. So a couple days short of a full month. Collections year to date in aggregate total $19,736,390 on a budget of $19,682,336. We've had some refunds and return payments so far year to date, but net collection is 101.56% to budget in aggregate, And then pretty close to that just for the current year levy. Any questions?
How does that compare to last year?
I think typically we are around 99% overall for each year, and that's something that's in our financial statements as well as something that we report. But you can see down below we have the historical collection rates by month. So we're slightly ahead this time as compared to last year. Now I know we had different circumstances, in the past, but we're performing better year to date than we have in FY25.
Thank you, Steph.
You're welcome, Bob.
Is there any other questions on the tax collection?
Nope.
Having none,
She's
would you like
Well,
to?
I know Stephanie said that you guys had some questions. I don't know if you answered them via email or whatever, but she said you had some questions in regards to like, was it the transfers or
Oh.
refunds? Did you still have questions?
Yeah, what that was on the financial statements, wasn't it? There was
Is this from last month or when?
Yeah, it was last month. But did you have anything? I mean,
I think I did answer it in my note out to the group following the AP meeting, but I think there was just a general question about, what the refunds are for.
it was probably a question for me, and I don't remember what it was.
Good
Thank you for hanging around, Lori. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Lori.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lori.
Yeah, no, thank you. All right. You guys have a good night.
Thanks.
Well,
Bye.
good night. So back to approval of minute meetings from April 21st.
I make a motion we approve the minutes from April 21st.
I will second that motion.
Is there any discussion? No discussion.
I had two, let's say two things. Four, it was under, right, 421, under 8E. Yes, so number eight, consider an act on AP, fire department boiler issue. I had sent an email, so number one, ongoing boiler failures led to 14K in temporary heating rentals. So that was the number I had circulated out to clarify on that. And based off of John's response, it was that's not entirely accurate, correct?
I think that's what we responded to, yes. I think that was the total, I think that was the total cost, wasn't it? And then, the conversation just while you're looking for that conversation John and I had is it wouldn't matter if it was a brand new boiler that failed in the middle of the winter during a cold snap. We would have still had to have the temporary heating. So when we prepared that information for you, we didn't think it was fair to include that in the cost of the boiler repair. Because it could have been for any heating system in any location.
Right, and I get the question that I still I'm like to, not to my question, but to or not to this specific point, but to my question is, yeah. But my question is, what is the whole cost, of the specific repair and any externalities associated with that repair, including boiler replacements, or including heater rentals too. So it's just like, what is the entirety of it too, just to the notion of contingency planning and preparedness. So just in an email that John had.
9,970 dollars in repairs.
Yes.
Plus 14. Is
Plus
that
14.
where we're getting at?
That's right. That's kind of,
That
if that's.
accurate?
I don't remember the heater rental being that high, but it might be.
Okay.
Okay.
So then we will leave that in the minutes if that is a recollection of that record.
Right. So if you're going to replace the boiler, you wouldn't necessarily need the 14,000. Does he do it?
You might.
Still would have needed temporary.
Yeah, exactly. And then my second thing too,
it's a flood.
Is I think it may, is there a section of ROV here? There was a part where it just said sand. Oh yes, number 10, public comment. First public comment by Sandy. I just would assume that I would be under the impression that you would like it to be Sandra thereof.
Yes.
And that's it.
Is there any other questions?
That's it.
All in favor? Aye.
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 You have a
yes or a no, Bob?
Yes.
Okay. Luke, you have your hand up. Public comment was number two on the agenda. That was a while ago, and that's as far as public comment goes. The only opportunity that the public has to speak at these meetings. That was at 6:30, somewhere around there, 6:35. So moving on to April 28, 2026, Board of Selectmen special meeting.
I will make a motion to approve the minutes from April 28, Board of Selectmen meeting, special meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion?
I have one simple question. Page one, under the 2.0, under hiring details, third bullet down, there's the phrase finance and administration intern. And I don't know, is that supposed to be intern or interim? That's supposed to be interim?
No, it was intern.
It was an intern.
The context of the discussion was about what job description we used when we brought Stephanie on in the first selectman's office to assist us with the financial roles and responsibilities. And we shared with you that we adapted the job description from the one that we had published for the finance and administration intern position, which we've used for several years with the UConn MVP.
Okay. All right.
So that is accurate.
Got it. Thank you. That's all I had.
Is there any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
We'll get your day, Bob. Okay, that's six in favor, one absent. That would be David Cowles is absent. And then we move on to the May 5th, 2026 meeting, the Board of Selectmen with AP.
Bryce will make a motion to approve.
I will second.
Is there any discussion?
Another simple, just a typo. Page four, under movie filming, first bullet, the existing water pump would be turned during filming hours. I think the word on is missing. It should be on. So first bullet under C, movie filming. I think that's the only comment I had.
Very good. Bryce?
Thank you. A question that I had is under staff, Kathy's title. I'm curious. So we have human resources director here on the town website. It's executive assistant to the town administrator and human resources coordinator. And I'm curious as to which one is accurate.
What you just said.
So executive assistant to the town administrator and human resources coordinator.
Perfect.
Rolls off the top.
That's why I said what you just said.
All right. So if we could update that. And then there's somewhere that we talk about contracts expiring aside from contracts expiring. I just want to find. Was it in your town admin report? Well, let's take better notes. We'll speed this along. All right, I can't find it quickly, so I will relinquish the floor.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, that's seven. Six yes, one absent. And May 19th.
I will make a motion to approve the Board of Selectmen meeting minutes for May 19th.
I will second the motion. Is there any discussion? Nope.
I have.
Yes.
I wasn't there. Otherwise, I would have a ton of questions.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, page 3, 4.0, consider an act on AP under discussion points for Bryce Aronson. Page 6, Halloran and Sage Legal Service. It says Patrice Carson's contract is set to end July 1, 2026. Should be 2027, correct?
Well, that's its new ending date. So it was going to expire, yeah. And we extended it for 1 year.
Got it.
So that's accurate.
Did we as a board do that?
No.
You did that on your own accord?
We discussed it. We told you that that's what we were going to be doing. But yes, I did that.
All right. Is there any other discussion?
None for me.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's five yes. Tim Thadler's abstaining.
Correct.
And David is still absent. So now we're going to move on to correspondence number 6. Connecticut State Police town report. Trying to provide that on a regular basis so that you can see what they're up to.
Right before billing. Smart. That's what I would do too.
Is there a way that the public can access this specifically so we could do some like year over year and have...
They just started this particular format. Previous to that, it was very difficult to understand.
Yeah, this is a brand new reporting system for OSP. I don't know that it's available publicly. But we make it available by putting it in your packet.
Yeah, it's online now. So it's anybody who happens to read through the packet would see it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you went to Connecticut State Police and pulled up town report.
I tried.
Did you?
No. And this didn't come up?
No, not that I could find easily.
No.
So is there any comments or questions about this report?
Nope.
Nope.
It's like a safe town to live in.
We have a nice town.
Then we'll move on to B, which is the Manitou Bolton Fire Department Master Plan Study Progress Report. So they're on to phase 2. To point 1. So they've gone through their assessment and they're compiling the data and trying to put a plan together.
Working on it.
Jim?
Pete Dixon and I will be meeting with them on June 15th to review their preliminary findings as they finalize their report.
A question I had is under their deliverables, they have monthly project progress reports, time frame every 30 days. Have those been being provided to you every 30 yes. days?
Dr. Jennings has been very good about sharing that information. I've just been kind of telling you where we're at with it, but he's been very good about, you know, giving us these reports on a regular basis.
Could you circulate a few of those just out of curiosity? Sure.
Is there any other comments on this?
Nope.
Moving on to Joe Dillon reference status of easement description.
I didn't see a map or the description of the easement, which says it's attached. So I would like to see that.
So this really was to provide the board with a status report. Mm-hmm. So if you look at page 2, Can you, which was my email to him, can you please provide me a status update on our priority projects at your earliest opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what this is his response to my request to have an understanding of where we are on our priority project.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think it's good that you asked the question. I get the sense that that office might not work as fast as they could be working unless you ask for these reports a little more frequently. So
I agree with that assessment.
Yeah. So
and
I think
you need to get better results when I include Rodney on the email.
Okay. So I think it would be a good idea to monthly, every other month, perhaps ask them for status reports.
You know, I just feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't note that, you know, the Town Green being a wonderful, unique situation for us to receive such support from our state senator Rahman, that, you know, as expeditiously and, you know, appropriately as we can move it along probably behooves us now and for other opportunities.
Well, it is the priority project. Other projects have taken a back seat, you know, because prior to that, you know, Vernon Road was our priority project. But because of the deadline that we had with this got moved up to be our priority project with Nathan or Jacobson and Associates. So they're making progress on multiple fronts, but that remains our highest priority to get that wrapped up, that and Harrod Park.
And when do we think we'll be shovel ready for it?
I didn't get that answer yet.
Okay.
When will we see a plan? Revise the plan.
I hesitate to give you an answer because I don't know exactly when the plan will be ready. But I would certainly follow up with that.
Yeah, just pick at the most important one at that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would see there needs to be some degree of exigency on it. I think we're gonna put ourselves in a bind if we don't act now and
get it ready. I read that it's supposed to be kind of a dry summer, so that could be good. We wouldn't have to wait till September to do the work.
We want to finish it in September.
No.
Yeah, that was the goal. If you remember, the conversation we had was to, you know, try to wrap up in the first week or two of September, is that would be a great time to start growing grass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on. Number 7. Who's playing with the computer for grass? Who's playing?
An actor.
Screen sharing. That's fine.
Starting to feel uncomfortable here. You're. Why am I screen sharing? What's screen sharing? Is this a bomb?
I think Luke is sharing. Looks like he dropped from the call.
We just removed him from here.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Bryce. Moving on to new business. Is there any new business on the agenda, on the table? If seeing none, we'll move on to number 8, old business. Consider an act on changes to the capital budget.
So Rodney and I talked about this in the finance committee after town staff met and removed some things from your town capital budget, and we just moved them to a following fiscal year. Finance committee doesn't have the ability to make changes to the capital budget. They made suggestions to reduce the capital budget. So we're asking the Board of Selectmen to act on those so that those become indemnified in the public record, because right now those changes are being counted on for the budget referendum that went forward today.
Okay.
So we did make some changes. Stephanie probably can explain to you what the changes were. We've been tracking those. If you'd like to know what got pushed out, and it was with, they were mostly things that were impacted through the Buildings and Grounds Department, and it was John that suggested that we make those moves. So we are comfortable that they're not harmful.
So, and did the changes affect the bottom line? Or
they did. They did.
Okay, and is that what people are voting on today?
It is.
Okay. Yeah, I guess, could you go through what they are?
Is this on the reallocation page?
Yeah,
no, that's not in the reallocation page. So you can see it in the
right
in the capital improvement plan. It's not highlighted, but we moved half of the building and grounds pickup truck to next year, which is number three. That moved to FY 2028. We removed the Heritage Farm restoration. I think there was 25,000 there.
Okay,
and there was one more.
25.
Wait, which what number? I'm sorry.
Heritage Farm number? Restoration number 14. There was 25,000 previously there that we removed.
25,000?
Yes.
There's nothing now, right?
No, correct. There's $47,000 in there right now.
That's prior.
Well, funds. That's prior funds. For FY 27, there was $25,000 that we removed.
Yeah, we were trying to. Okay, got it. So that part was updated. The buildings and grounds truck number three, is that $36,500 eliminated from FY 27?
Yeah.
Correct.
Moved to FY 27.
It was moved to FY 2028.
Okay.
And then the last one was the Indian Notch Park storage shed, number 27. I think that was 12,500.
Okay.
I can confirm.
Okay, that was dropped. And that was not moved to FY 28. That was removed entirely.
Correct.
It's 72.
$27,000, $27,000, $27,000.
That's
for another truck.
That's for the next truck.
The next truck. So just the three items, Stephanie?
Correct.
So we need to make a motion.
I guess just a quick question too. Is it typical for process that these changes are made and then we are notified afterwards? Or is it?
I think they tell us how much they need removed in a reasonable manner, and then we kind of review it.
Okay.
I'm not clear on the timing necessarily, but I don't think we really.
But I think you're getting where who came up with the change, who came up with the ideas for the changes.
Mm-hmm.
So what that was the review and June.
Yeah, the finance committee asked us to make reductions, and those were the ones that staff felt they could make.
And tell me who staff is.
Staff was myself, Stephanie, John, and Rodney.
Okay.
So, the last Board of Finance meeting where they're discussing cuts, I did hear rumblings at the table. If we have to cut more, we're going to have to go after the town capital improvement plan. So, because there is a minimum that we have to stay above, which is 613,000,
roughly
about, yeah. And
yes.
And what are we at?
692,447,66.
692,447,66.
Okay. So there's a possibility of another 80,000 or something that they can cut out of 70, anyways.
So the 287,067 was what
money's
was
left
the total?
Over, money's left over from other projects
that
go to reduce the bottom. So we reallocated it from leftover funds. We had about $200,000 left over from the demolition of North Road. That accounted for good portion of that.
Nice.
And there was a little bit left from the vehicle here, a little bit left from a project over there. So we took all of those leftover funds and lumped them together and reallocated them to reduce the bottom line and the capital.
So any of these projects could get done, and that's not the actual cost. So if there's money left over, that's where that show up.
So then too, pending the way the winds blow tonight, are there other things? I mean, there is then by that.
So should we make a motion and get this on the table?
And then we can go back to that discussion. Sure. I'll make a motion to accept the revisions to the town capital budget as described by Stephanie.
Yeah, I'll second that.
should we announce the amount?
To the new bottom line of $692,447.66.
Seconded as amended.
Yes. Yep. Got it.
Is there any further discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion pass. Did you say yes, Bob? I'm going to say he did. Bob, are you there?
What carries without him?
Yeah. So,
yes.
Yes, thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. So there's six yes and one absent.
Right, can I go to my question, Mr. Selectman?
Yeah.
Mr. Selectman?
Yes.
So have you had other discussions that too? So there's about $80,000 that we can draw from the cap?
No, that somebody may try to just take if this budget doesn't progress.
Yes. So if the winds blow negatively again tonight, is there what's next discussions that have been had?
We didn't think any further yet.
So, John suggested that the vehicle for the Board of Ed could wait another year if it absolutely had to, but we have not had that discussion with the Board of Ed, so we were not comfortable making a decision along those lines. The other thing is the Finance Committee can't cut the capital budget, only the Board of Selectmen can cut the capital budget. They can cut the budget in total. They don't get to choose where it gets cut.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys always, you as the Board of Selectmen, always have the final bite at the apple of the capital budget. That is yours to have and to hold and to approve or disapprove.
Right, but then practically speaking too, that concession had been made for a vote, for a budget that is under vote today too. So if we would have said no, would that vote have been nullified?
No, or we would have had to take the money elsewhere out of the selectmen's budget.
Okay.
And two of your members were present at the Finance Committee meeting and, agreed to those concessions. So,
two doesn't make a quorum.
It doesn't, which is why we're bringing it back to you for action.
So,
it's not, it would be great if we could have that active action ahead of time, mm-hmm. but it's really not possible the way that the process works.
Thank you.
So we'll see what happens, and if we meet tomorrow night, more cuts. We get to decide whether it comes out here or our budget.
Right. So if there's more cuts, the Finance Committee is going to suggest an amount and the Board of Selectmen will get the, right now there's been money reduced from our budget and we haven't decided where that money's going to come from. We as staff have started having some discussion with what we think we can reduce and not hurt operations too badly for next year. But at the end of the day, we're going to have to present that to the Board of Selectmen and make our case with you. Where we want to see those budget reductions, and you'll get to make those decisions.
Yeah. Okay, so moving forward, consider an act on accounts payable.
First comment for me, and this is maybe
going to make a motion to accept this.
That's a good point, Mr. Clark.
I'll make a motion that we accept the accounts payable report for the fiscal year 25-26 in the amount of 74,000
$413.40.
I will second that motion.
Is there any discussion?
Yes, I have one question. Just a comment on page three. Top header, Prevention Council Scholarship is spelled wrong.
Yep.
Is there any further discussions?
Yeah, I have a question on page three, continuing to page four. I don't remember who Clifton Larson Allen LLP is, and what's the internal control systems assessment for $5,600? That just doesn't ring a bell to me.
That's CLA. They're an accounting firm who's been working with us to evaluate our use of the Tyler systems.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yep. Thank you.
And you know, I propose sending the final. Or when we finish with the job application form
description
to them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a good idea. Yep. Page nine. Firematic Supply Company for the $6,200 for the ET-134 annual service. So does that mean that every fire truck that we own, there's an annual service cost of roughly that amount?
No, but you know, when they often what happens is when they go for their annual service, there are a number of repairs identified, and the repairs were identified that need to be taken care of on this truck.
Is that the newest truck?
I don't believe so.
Is the T Stanford Tower?
That's the
ladder. Is engine tag.
Oh, indeed, yeah.
And then I, my last comment, and I didn't write down what page it's on because I wasn't going to bring this up unless, but then in our prior conversation about how you, Jim and Stephanie sent a memo to the department suggesting that they really limit their spending to just at what's absolutely necessary. I saw an expense in there for $900 for baseball caps for the fire department, and then about a $1,200 expense for awards in the fire department too. I don't know if they spent that money before they got your memo or not, but I just have to say, in my opinion, those two expenses that are, you know, over $2,000, closer to three, are not critical expenses. And, you know, I think that those, even though they were in the budget, in the fire department's budget, maybe they could have not purchased baseball caps for $900 or awards for $1,200. So I don't have the exact page reference for that.
I saw it all.
16 is the page 16 is the hats. But that was
the it did come up, Jim and I. Jim and I did discuss the hats, and those were ordered prior to the memo coming out.
Did it trigger your decision to write the memo?
No, not in and of itself.
Okay,
this is
a contributing factor.
It's a memo that we've written before. But the reality is, you know, we're in a tough position, and next year is going to be tough also. And if we can be, you know, super fiscally conservative right now for the next month, then it helps us next year. And that's really what our goal is.
Yeah. Well,
if we can live without for the next, you know, 30 or 40 days, you know, until we get a new budget, then it eases the pain for next year.
Sure. Everybody's got to be on the same wavelength about that. So, again, I think that's great that you wrote the memo.
Any questions, Bob?
I have one question. Page four, could you guys remind me what the internal control system assessment is at the top of the page on page four?
It was the same. It's a continuation of the question that Glenn just asked on the bottom of page three. That's CLA. That's Clifton Larson Allen, who was helping us make sure that we are doing the best that we can to fully utilize the Tyler system. And we've identified some really good policy changes actually with their help already also.
Thank you.
Good.
Okay, any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. That's six yes and one absent. Now we move on to consider an act on budget transfers.
I don't think there's any that you have to add.
I do have a question though about the request for purchase order revision. It looks like somebody signed on your behalf, Jim. Who was that?
That was Kathy in my office to find that in my signature.
Okay. Did you discuss it with her before she signed on your behalf? Okay. That's good. I don't think that she should be the person to be signing these unless you specifically give her authorization to do that.
She had authorization.
Okay, good.
Okay, so seeing that there's no budget transfers of discussion size, we'll move on to town administrator's report. I didn't see one in here. Was there one?
It's going to be verbal tonight, just based on the level of activity that we've had in the last couple of weeks and everything going on. So it's going to be a verbal report tonight, and I do apologize for that. I much prefer to give the written report that you can look at and comment. So I think we've reported previously that we were working on insurance renewals, and we have renewed our liability and auto policy and our cyber insurance. And we're happy to report that there's been cost savings with cyber insurance for next year. We had budgeted, I think, somewhere around $13,000, and it's come in at around six. And that has a lot to do with the activities that we have done with regard to improving our vigilance against, you know, cybersecurity issues. So that's a really positive thing. Our renewal of the fire department insurance is still ongoing. I think I reported to all of you that we were doing a deep dive on all of our insurance coverages this year. And one of the things I wanted to assure ourselves of is that we are not paying for coverage with KERMA and also with Smith Brothers Insurance. So we're not doubly covered for something for the fire department. And we, at this point, we determined that we are not doubly covered and that the insurance coverage Bruce Smith with the fire department's equipment and activities is much more robust insurance than we can get through KERMA for a very good value. So we are still working on that renewal. We are currently renewing the expiring contracts for the building official shared services with the town of Andover and Ashford. We've updated information that's out there for the public regarding bingo and temporary liquor permits, believe it or not. Those are things that we have to do in the selectman's office, and there's been some statutory changes so that we had to change the information that we had out there. We've completed open enrollment for health insurance. We are in the process of hiring seasonal staff for both the maintenance department and recreation departments. We are still looking for more board clerks and a town mechanic. We're not having great luck replacing our town mechanic. The two applications that we've got are from individuals with zero work experience as a mechanic. We have a work plan for the street light that we brought to you through Ms. Manning some time ago. We finally got to the point where we have a work order from Eversource to put that street light up on Route 44 across from Dollar General. We are working to establish a regular meeting schedule with the Board of Education staff and the town staff. We had our first meeting today, which was a great meeting. We are continuing progress on the playground project. The town attorney put together a draft contract for us. That draft contract has been sent over to Creative Recreation. Once we have a contract that we agree to in form, our goal is to have that ready to bring that to the Board of Selectmen at your next meeting, which is the 16th, so that you can officially award that contract the greater recreation, so that we can move that project forward. I think I reported when we were talking about Manitou a little bit earlier that Chief Dixon and I have a meeting with them on June 15th to discuss their preliminary report before they finalize it and bring it to the Board of Selectmen. We are working with the members of staff, Board of Selectmen, Heritage Farm Commission on phase two of the Parks and Rec grant, which would be the pavilions. I know some of you have been involved, but I don't know that everybody's been involved, and that's been a very collaborative meeting process, and I think you're doing really well, you know, helping get us to the finish line. We are continuing to work on the cemetery mapping projects. We have preliminary maps that we're actually reviewing for accuracy. That's an ongoing project. John and I held a preliminary report meeting with STV, who's doing a facility study. We found some errors and omissions in the report. John met with them during last week when I was away from the office. John and I collaboratively went through that report with a fine-tooth comb. We identified anything that needed corrections, and John met with them independently and sent them all of the corrections, so they're working on any corrections. And we'll look at that again before it comes to the Board of Selectmen, but that should be happening, I hope, here in the month of June. We found out that there was a regatta happening at Bolton Lake, and because there was a change in organizers, they didn't know that they needed to get a permit from DEP. Town really doesn't have much to do with that other than the fact that we are signing on the form that says we're not providing medical care or insurance or anything. It's not a town project. So we facilitated helping them get that done, like in record time.
Because my question on that is, it was on the calendar that was sold in town hall to that regatta.
Yeah, normally the gentleman who has organized it for probably 30 years isn't doing it anymore. So somebody else took point in organizing it and just didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, you know, somebody's saying, well, the regatta's happening this weekend. Well, okay, nothing ever came across our desk. So we helped them get that done. And DEP was great. You know, the gentleman was wonderful to work with. So we really don't have a lot to do with it other than just helping them get it accomplished. It's one of those things that, you know, you just never know what's going to happen, but it happens. And you have to try to help people when that does happen. Kind of an interesting thing that I just thought, you know, for some levity, I would include in the report. You know, one of the things that we did in the last month is we assisted a resident that brought a live bobcat to town hall.
Oh, no.
This live bobcat had been hit from the road and was brought to the, you know, the vet clinic. And they said, you know, that's not a cat, ma'am. That is a bobcat, and we can't help you with that. And she didn't know what to do, so she came to town hall. That animal was in a cardboard box and started to come back to life. And so they put a bowling ball in a bag on top of the cardboard box. And she's like, well, what do I do? And we're, of course, for her, we're concerned that this animal is going to get loose in her car. So we reached out to DEP. We reached out to our animal control officer. As it turns out, our animal control officer is a wildlife rehabilitator. He was able to get here much more quickly than Connecticut DEP could. And so, I mean, this was, you know, a time vacuum of about an hour or hour and a half that we hadn't planned on that day. But at the end of the day, the bobcat fully recovered and was released. It was just stunned. And she managed to pick up this animal and put it in a cardboard box.
Wow.
In the car.
Wow.
She's it's a lucky day.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's,
and it, you know, these are the things that, you know, happen from time to time that you can't predict and you don't know what's going to happen.
Do you know where it was released?
I don't. You know, Jerry is the animal control officer that took over of the town of Bolton after Craig retired. Craig had been our animal control officer out of Vernon for oh, probably 2 or 3 decades. And so Jerry had a, you know, a quiet spot that he wanted to bring the animal back that was near where it had been found. Because the concern was maybe it had, you know, babies somewhere that needed their mother's attention. So he wanted to be able to release it back, you know, in proximity to where, and I don't happen to know where that is.
Yes.
Well, it's just one of those things yes. that you can't make up, and it's not something that you guys hear about often.
Yeah.
But it is the kind of thing that happens here on, you know, I wouldn't say a regular basis, but an occasional basis. And you can't make it up.
Yes. Yeah.
The only other thing I have for you tonight is, you know, we are working with Melissa Leggett, who you appointed as the new EMD. You know, we're giving her some, you know, hands-on training. She's working with Kathy, and the two of them are working together on updating the local emergency operations plan. And they're on track to have that done before the requirement, which I believe is January 1st. So we're doing pretty well with them. So.
Is there any other questions on?
Can I make a comment, please?
Yes, Bob, absolutely.
I want to go back for a minute to something that Gwen very appropriately brought up. It has to do with Kathy's level of official responsibility. She's so well acquainted with what Jim deals with all the time. But I think when he's not there and something comes up that requires somebody like with Jim's authority to approve, we ought to have some procedure in place. May involve you, Rodney, may involve somebody else, but I think it would be worth our thought, our thinking for how we would help her out, covering for anything that might come up while Jim is, you know, on some kind of FMLA or whatever. You know, it's the kind of thing where we gotta cover each other. Yeah.
Yep. I agree. I think I covered for Jim the other day on the shredding for the old ballots or something to that effect for the ROV. They have to apply to the state to say it's okay to shred the stuff.
Oh, okay. Bob, I agree with you.
So let's give it some thought how we might handle it. Maybe we can put it on an agenda for the future. Fair enough?
I agree.
It mirrors a conversation that I had with Gwen about 10 days ago or so.
And we might cover some of this in executive session tonight, too.
Yes. We'll keep you. At this point, if there's nothing more, we're going to go into executive session. Yeah. It's 7:34.
We need a motion to go into executive.
I make a motion. We move into executive session.
And invite me.
And invite Jim Rupert.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I still have to vote, guys. So we got to get out of here. By
7:55.
Oh. Well, you can go and come back.
Yeah.
Let's see. So I have to
it out before
I have to
7:50.
Well,
yeah.
So out of executive session at 8:49 p.m. Now you can make a motion to adjourn.
Tim Sadler makes the motion to adjourn.
Bryce seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Bob.
All right.
Meeting adjourned.
Thank you, everyone, for the discussion.
Yeah, that was good. Good conversation.